Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Let us pray. Look upon us, O God, creator and ruler of all things, and that what we may feel the working of your mercy, grant that we may serve you with all our heart. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days, set empty aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant, and overlook faults. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he may be Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When the servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord.
As I was meditating on the readings during the week, There are readings that deal with healing. Healing is very important. And Jesus tells us in the gospel that forgiving your brother is healing. Forgiving your neighbor is healing. When I was a young priest many, many years ago, I used to find hearing confessions very boring. But now I think it's the most beautiful sacrament that I can be part of. To be able to say the words that Jesus used when that woman was brought before him, who had been caught in adultery, she said, "Your sins are forgiven. Be at peace. Be healed." Those are the words that the priest uses in the confessional. When the priest goes to visit someone that is dying, he also says those words, "Your sins are forgiven. Be at peace." Can you imagine how you would feel if you were in your deathbed and you heard those words? God loves you. You're special. Your sins are forgiven completely. Be healed. And in the gospel, Jesus is telling us to be merciful as God is merciful. That's the commentary between Peter and Jesus. And Peter said, "Well, do I have to do it 7 times? No, Peter. You forgive and forgive. There's no limit to forgiveness. There's no limit to bring healing to yourself and others." And then it gives us the example, the parable. Because sometimes we need examples to learn, to understand. There was this man who owed a huge debt to his master. And he went and pleaded with him. And the master said, "I forgive your debt." Can you imagine how happy he must have felt? "I owe nothing, I'm free." But then when that same man, when a man owed him just a mere fraction, he could not forgive the debt. Oh, our God is a good God. He forgives us. He forgives me. Time and time again. He's a faithful God. He's already ready to embrace me. And he's telling us today, do the same thing. Do the same. Be merciful as God is merciful. But it's very hard. It's very hard to forgive. I would like to tell you a story that I read. It's a true story about a woman who had been abused by a stranger, had been raped. Of course, he said it wasn't rape. And they had to go to trial. Very difficult to relive that ugly experience again. After many months of trial, he was found guilty. But She still, she felt this anger. She felt this emptiness. She felt this sickness. Her counselor told her, you might think about going to visit him, going to see him, to bring some kind of closure. And she thought about it for years, not months, for years, 4 years to be exact. And then the meeting was set up. And these are her words she had for him. As the meeting was finishing, I was asked if there was anything else I wanted to say. And I gave him what I later came to think of. I gave him a gift. I said to him, what I'm about to say to you, a lot of people would find hard to understand, but I forgive you for what you did to me. Hatred just eats you up, and I want you to go on and have a successful life. If you haven't already forgiven yourself, then I hope you do in the future. I didn't say it to excuse what he had done or to minimize it, but because I wanted myself to be free of that burden of grievance. And as importantly for me, I hope Darren could learn, move on, and forgive himself. This had a massive impact in Darren. I could see he was shaken by the parting gift I had given him. As I was leaving, I wished him good luck for the future. As I left the room, I felt on top of the world. Meeting him gave me closure, because I had said everything I had wanted to say, and I had taken back some kind of control over my life. I know it had an impact on him. I am not a victim anymore. I am a survivor, because I had said everything I had wanted to say, and I had taken back some kind of control of my life. You know, in the Mass, if you follow it closely, we constantly ask our God to forgive us. Constantly. Even before we approach to receive Him. And our God forgives us. And today, He's telling each one of us, forgive. Forgive as I forgive you. How can we forgive when we get close to Him? When we get close to our God, He teaches us. When we find ourselves around other good people that forgive, when we go to the Scriptures, He gives us the wisdom. It is the Father It is God that gives us the strength to forgive. Be merciful as the Father is merciful.
For reconciling among all who are baptized into Christ, for collaboration among all churches in sharing his message of forgiveness, let us pray to the Lord. For peace and reconciliation among ancient enemies, especially in the Middle East, let us pray to the Lord. For all those who have left the church, that they may find the grace to return and help build up the body of Christ here on earth. Let us pray to the Lord. For catechists and all who share the good news of God's reign, and for all who yearn to know our loving God better, let us pray to the Lord. For the safety for all members of our armed forces, for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Flores, Ruben Moreno, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, and Joe Cueva, let us pray to the Lord. And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
pray my brothers and sisters and my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, praise and glory of his name, for our good and for the good of his holy church.
Look with favor on our supplications, O Lord, and in your kindness accept these, your servants' offerings, that what each has offered to the honor of your name may serve the salvation of all. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we sing. Font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwoven into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper
of the Lamb.
Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The kingdom shall be theirs.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.